Yeah, let's say hello to Simon Pluska. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
All right, thank you. Do you ever realize how bizarre honest reporting is, the need for honest reporting?
I know, you're right. Yeah, I mean, the only good thing is it keeps me employed, really.
Yes, it does keep you employed. Okay, so what are we talking about? What's happened in your week?
Well, you know, I'm not very happy right now, and it's all traces back to South Africa, I'm afraid, because last week, you might remember we discussed a piece that appeared on IOL, independent media, about how the Trump peace plan was worse than apartheid. So there's been some fallout from that, and it was picked up by the South African Jewish Report, where I was interviewed for that, and it appears that it got the attention of the writer for that particular piece, Shannon Ibrahim, the foreign editor for Independent Media. And I was very, very surprised when on Sunday I was sent a photocopy of a piece that appeared in the Sunday Independent and a number of other South African newspapers. And the title of this one, Prosperity for Palestine in Return for Permanent Occupation.
What?
And the opening two paragraphs were about me and honest reporting. You know, normally wow. That's really exciting. Except this time it said that Honest Reporting wrote an article alleging that my piece on the deal of the century last Sunday was not based on facts, which is absolutely untrue and a desperate attempt to smear my reputation. So she says that it was a desperate attempt to smear her reputation. Then she attempts to smear mine. So she goes on about me, that I'm this, she calls me the senior editor of Honest Reporting, which I'm actually the managing editor. Okay, fair enough. But she says, I previously worked in the Israeli Defense Forces spokespersons unit, which is presumably meant to make people think that I'm some sort of propagandist. And then she says, I'm also the managing editor for NGO Monitor, which is dedicated to criticism of respected NGOs who criticize Israel. She's not a very good investigative journalist, because it's quite clear from my bio, which is all over the internet, that I left that organization in 2005. But it got worse, because I don't mind mistakes, you know, errors in my background. They can be corrected. But she then goes on to make a ridiculous accusation. She said that Pluska's honest reporting was so desperate that they sent their article to all the contacts on my LinkedIn account, suggesting a rather sophisticated smear campaign. Now, I have no problem being criticized or attacked in a media outlet, but I do object when the journalist carrying out that personal attack gets the facts wrong and then makes an utterly false accusation concerning my behavior. We're transparent. We critique media outlets or individual journalists, and we do it publicly, including on our website, Facebook and Twitter. But we have never, nor would we ever, engage in this so-called rather sophisticated smear campaign on LinkedIn. Now, she has no evidence that we sent anything to all of her LinkedIn contacts, because it simply never happened. And I'm not even sure it's possible to do if you're not a LinkedIn contact of hers. So, you know, if someone else has done that, I don't condone it. But we directed all our complaints, our article directed all complaints about her original piece to go via Independent Media's online feedback form and nowhere else. So I've complained, I've sent an official complaint, and they've actually issued what they call an apology on the online article. And it says, Simon Pluska has taken the view that the following sentence in the original article is defamatory. And then says the sentence, and it says, this statement has been retracted and Independent Media apologizes. It's not good enough. No, Simon Pluska has not taken the view that the following sentence is defamatory. Quite frankly, that's, it emphasizes that the problem is mine rather than the problem being the journalist getting caught in an outright lie. It leaves the reader believing that Independent Media has apologized under duress rather than because it was the correct and professional thing to have done.
So what are you going to do?
Waiting back for a response. And if not, I'm taking this to the ombudsman, the press ombudsman.
Incredible. Okay. Well, keep us updated, as I'm sure you will.
I will do.
Thank you so much. Gosh.